Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Rich and Daily ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the app today. Heads up, Richies. We're going to swear in this episode.
Brooke, when it comes to sheer tension and drama, I think it's hard to top a good old-fashioned reunion.
I don't know. These Rich and Daily records are usually something before we get on.
Yeah, I wonder why.
Yeah, me too.
But if you want to amp up the drama, just add television cameras like Bravo is doing with Vanderpump Rules. So part two of their reunion just aired, and let's just say things are getting more and more outrageous.
Yeah, so we've got meltdowns, we've got accusations, we've got utter delusion. Mm-hmm. And as always, the Vanderpump reunion is truly keeping us fed.
From Wondery, I'm Arisha Skidmore-Williams.
And I'm Brooke Ziffrin. It's Friday, June 2nd.
And you're listening to Rich and Daily.
If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code AUDIO to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code AUDIO at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code AUDIO.
So, Richies, this week, part two of the three-part Vanderpump Rules reunion aired. And once again, we got ourselves some grade-A quality reality television drama. And Scandoval was, of course, front and center.
Of course.
So if this is the very first day you've ever listened to this show, bless up.
Or lived on Earth.
Or lived on Earth. you might not have heard about Scandoval, which is the scandal where cast members Tom Sandoval and Raquel Leviss were having an affair while he was still with fellow cast member Ariana Maddox. And last week, we talked about this. The cast sat down with Andy Cohen to talk about it. And now this week, the plot thickened and things got heated right away when Tom Sandoval headed to Raquel's trailer.
Yeah. So when they broke for lunch, Sandoval goes into her trailer and he's like, "It's rough out there. They're making you and me out to be basically pathological liars," which if it quacks like a duck. And Raquel was like, "Even though we know that we're not and we haven't lied about anything besides this affair."
Such a
like
this tiny little huge thing of deception. Yeah. Other than that, yeah, we're total truth tellers.
Yeah. It's like a murderer being on trial and being like, "Well, I only killed one person."
Yeah.
Like, it's not that big
of a
deal.
I'm not a serial killer. Like, come on.
So Tom Sandoval has said over and over and over again that there was no intimacy with Ariana at the end of their relationship. He says it was a big part of why he had the affair with Raquel. And when he was in the trailer, Raquel was like, "You know, I don't really love how solid the relationship with Ariana seemed." Like, during the reunion, a lot of people were like, "You know, the intimacy thing is not true."
Yeah.
They were connecting. They were making love. Just kidding. They didn't say that. But and Raquel was like, "You know, that was a very different story than she got from Sandoval." So she kind of, you know, confronted him about that. And then he, of course, continued to defend himself. And he said that Ariana was always talking down to him and made him feel bad. Like, this guy.
Here's my thing about that is, like, I get that we get caught up in our feelings, but if you take even 1 minute to step outside of, like, the situation you're in, a guy who's in a relationship with someone else is telling you stuff about that relationship.
Right.
Like, how do you not filter that through? Like, this guy's a liar. Like, at his core, he is a deceiver. So,
of course,
the picture he painted her is not going to be reminiscent of actual reality. Like, just use your fucking head.
Well, she's not one to do that.
Well,
not something she usually participates in, but also she's friends with Ariana. Like, they had a whole conversation in the penultimate episode about Ariana and Tom having sex, which was truly fucked for her to have that conversation. But I think she believed what she wanted to believe. And that's,
well, of course,
you know, that's on both of them at the end of the day.
Yeah.
So after Sandoval left Raquel's trailer, he tried to get some alone time with her off camera, and the producers were like, listen, if the two of you are together talking, if any two of you are together talking, cameras are going to be there, and Tom just went off.
I need a break from filming.
Okay, then go eat some lunch.
Stop filming me.
You're continuing to talk, you know what I mean?
I want to talk to her like, I don't want a camera in my goddamn face.
We won't.
You're not understanding.
You're saying that you want to talk to her off camera.
Exactly.
I know, but...
Dude, I just need... I don't feel relaxed. She doesn't either. We have to watch what we say. Like, I don't want that. I'm in a very delicate position right now.
First of all, the tantrum, like, truly ridiculous. If you want to talk to her off camera, talk to her tomorrow.
Yeah.
Like, when you're not filming the reunion. You have a contract. You're on camera, deal with it, you crybaby fuck.
I mean, he knows this. Like, it's just one of those things where it's like, I don't believe anything. Like, I feel like he's performing and he knows, like, this isn't the first reunion episode he's ever done. Like, he knows how reunion episodes go. He's been doing reality television for years.
Mm-hmm.
Like, none of this should be surprising. And, like, stop filming me. Get, like, come on.
Yeah.
You knew this was going to happen. Like, what did you expect? And he's like, I just want to, it basically read like, he's like, we got to get our story straight. Go away so no one hears us getting this straight. And it's like, you couldn't have figured this out beforehand. Come on.
Yeah. Well, that's what Ariana kept saying. She's like, you know, oh, did you coach Raquel before the reunion? Like, you used to coach me. Oh, man, I just love the dirt that comes out now that they're not together. It's so good.
Yeah. So when the cast returned from lunch, things got even more tense between Sandoval and Ariana. After he blamed her for the demise of their relationship. I love when a guy's like, you made me cheat.
I know.
It's on you.
God.
It's like, you were the one there pulling my dick out of my pants and putting it in someone else. It's all on you.
Yeah. That's like in the finale. He's like, well, you know, Ariana could have followed me to see where I was going. It's like, just shut up. Shut up.
But yeah, Sandoval claimed that viewers weren't seeing the whole picture, which I will say,
well,
obviously that's true. That's true for any relationship. The only two people that are really going to know are the ones that are in it.
Yeah.
But according to Sandoval, Ariana was very different when the cameras weren't rolling.
Yeah. So Sandoval said that they hid a lot of their issues on the show because, according to him, Ariana was very strict about what she'd let them show on camera. And he claimed that Ariana said that filming was not a safe place to air the difficulties of their relationship. But Lisa Vanderpump chimed in and she said, so you would make a bullshit reality when you're questioning her?
Mm-hmm.
Which is crazy because Lisa Vanderpump was up his butthole for most of the reunion anyway. But Ariana also called bullshit on Sandoval's claims that she hid a lot of aspects of their personal life on the show. And she, like, pointed out that she's very openly talked about a lot of her issues, her body issues, her anxiety. And as Sheena pointed out, her vagina, which she has talked about a lot on the show. And then Andy gave Tom Sandoval a chance to explain.
Tom, what weren't you showing?
I just think that, like...
Cheating.
I think the level of disconnect that was very present was something that we really didn't talk about. And honestly, like, we could have addressed better, like, with ourselves.
Everybody has issues in their
relationship. Of course, everybody has issues.
Usually it's money or it's sex. We didn't have money issues with each other. We had intimacy issues with each other.
You either address it
and you repair it or you break up.
I did.
But you were already stepping out on the relationship.
There was also.
Got it. I'm not looking at you anymore. You disgust me.
Okay, that's fine. All right, that's fine.
You can speak to the side of my head.
So as the second part of the reunion came to an end. We got to see more of Andy's one-on-one interview with Raquel.
Yeah.
And in that interview, she talked more about the affair. She confirmed that it did indeed begin last August. And she said that her initial attraction to Sandoval was because he made her feel heard and seen. Mm. And that those were feelings she'd never really felt before, which is honestly like the cut and paste of anybody that starts a relationship with somebody where they're like,
yeah,
I've never felt this way before. And it's like, right. Come on, we've got to think with our heads,
yeah,
not our hearts.
Yeah, what Yahoo told you to follow your heart, dummy?
Yeah, turn off the rom-coms. And that means something coming from me.
Yeah, exactly. So Raquel did admit that she was naive and hoping that her relationship with Tom would work out, especially after she betrayed Ariana. And she said that she was very ashamed of it.
Mm-hmm.
She also, like I said the last time we talked about this, like I was like, I think she thought that she could still have a friendship with Ariana and be with Tom.
Mm-hmm.
And she brought this up. Like Andy asked her, like, what did you like think was going to happen? Like, what was, you know, what's your ideal scenario? And she was like, you know, I thought that maybe Tom would break up with Ariana, then we would start dating, and like, it would be just a normal relationship, which that still wouldn't have been, even if this didn't come out as a huge scandal, it still would have been a scandal because that's one of her best friends. Like, it still would have been a thing.
I mean, it's one of those things where it's like, if nothing had happened and they had broken up and then like 3 years later, they started dating, like, then
maybe.
That would be what adults do because whatever, you have those kinds of relationships that exist, but it's like, you essentially wanted to start this on a lie, like getting your story straight.
Yeah, it's annoying. Raquel also said that she and Sandoval were going to tell Ariana about the affair, but they wanted to get their story straight, like you just said, which is very classic. She said that Sandoval thought it would hurt Ariana more if she knew how long the affair had been going on. So they planned on telling her it started, I guess, more recent than it did.
Like, it just started yesterday.
Yep. So then Andy asked if it seemed like Ariana knew about the affair but was in denial because this is something that Tom Sandoval has said.
Mm-hmm.
And Raquel said that it seemed that way to her.
She never pressed about it. She never confronted me about it. She didn't. From what I know, what Thomas told me, that she didn't, like, question him too much about it, just believed, like, at face value what he would tell her, which...
That kind of sounds like you're blaming her.
I mean, at the time, I think that was my mindset. And now I know that she really did want to know, and it was very deceitful. I'm very ashamed of it.
Just so dumb. Like, all of it's so dumb.
It's one of those things where I'm like, did she or does she genuinely believe the words that come out of Sandoval's mouth? Because it's like, so much of this felt like, she's like, well, Tom told me this, Tom said this. And it's like,
right.
Are you that stupid?
Yes.
Like, and I mean, I know that there are plenty of people out there that get, you know, taken for a ride by compulsive liars.
Yeah.
But it's just, I don't know. It feels like it's hard to tell if it's like, is this willful ignorance or were you really just caught up in this worm with a mustache?
I honestly, I don't know. I think it's probably a little bit of both. Like I said, I think she wanted to believe what she wanted to believe.
Yeah,
like she's like, oh my God, this is the one after dating James Kennedy, which was an absolute clusterfuck. But I think it's a little bit of both. She wanted to believe it. And he's also a manipulative narcissist. So,
yeah, I'm just like, you know, there's other people than two guys on a reality show. Like, Raquel doesn't have, like, you could have gone literally anywhere else for a guy.
I know. Well, Tom Schwartz, she tried them all out, you know?
Yeah, well, you know, I don't know.
Landed on Tom Sandoval somehow.
Talk about falling down. So, we've had two episodes of the Vanderpump Reunion. We've got one more coming.
Yep.
And of course, Bravo's teasing a huge reveal. What's it going to be? We don't know. Brooke, what are you hoping that we get to see in this epic finale?
I hope somebody holds Tom Sandoval down and shaves his mustache live on the reunion.
Okay,
because I'm sick of looking at that shit.
You and everyone else.
Oh my God, seriously. Well, so part three, we're going to see Raquel with the group, and that's going to be explosive and chaotic. As far as the big reveal, I don't know. There were rumors that like Lisa Vanderpump knew about the affair the whole time. She tweeted and said that was not the case. Mm-hmm. There's been a lot of rumors about Raquel being pregnant. Some people have also said that's not the case. I don't know. There's a lot of talk that a lot of cast members don't want to film at all next season.
Yeah.
Because of whatever's something that's revealed. So I'm like trying to think, like, what's a big enough deal for them to be like, we're not signing these contracts. Like, what could, I don't know what it could possibly be. So I'm really excited to see what this reveal is. And it better, I swear to God, it better be a huge reveal. If it's some bullshit that they've been teasing just to get us worked up, I will write a strongly worded letter to Andy Cohen. And
yeah,
that's it.
And I'm sure he'll read it on air. He'll be like, I got absolutely eviscerated by Brooke Ziffrin.
I mean, that's one way for me to get on Watch What Happens Live.
No, you got to still play the bartending angle.
Okay. Yeah, sorry.
I don't know. I feel like I just don't. And maybe this is just me being too rational and too, like, you know, set in reality rather than reality television. But, like, I can't ever imagine being at least Tom or Raquel and agreeing to do another season.
Yeah. I mean, you
like,
know,
I would
obviously
want nothing to do. I'd be like, I need to just go lick my wounds and never be seen again.
I know. Well, there's question on whether or not Raquel's coming back. On her one-on-one with Andy, she said she'd like to come back, but that was also weeks ago. So who knows what's happened at this point?
Exactly. Yeah.
So, yeah. I mean, how else are they going to make money?
But if there's not another season with this cast, what the hell are we going to talk about every week?
I don't know. We're just going to have to hope that maybe Britney Spears turns her comments back on. Talk about that.
Oh, my God. Now that would be a dream.
Mm-hmm.
From Wondery, I'm Arisha Skidmore-Williams.
And I'm Brooke Ziffrin. This is Rich and Daily.
Hey, Prime members. You can listen to Rich and Daily ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
If you like our show, please give us a 5-star rating and a review, and be sure to tell your friends.
You can follow us on Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, or wherever you're listening right now.
Our theme song is by Gems. Scott Velasquez is a music supervisor for Freesound Sync.
Peter Johansson is our senior producer. Our writer producers are Michaela Myers and Liam Garrow.
Our sound engineers are Sam Ada and John Lloyd.
Executive producers are Tina Rubio and Marsha Louie for Wondery.
Have a great weekend, Richies.
See you Monday.
I love a good parasocial relationship with a celebrity who will probably never know my name.
I mean, honestly, who knows? Don't count yourself out. But my favorite part about these feuds is how they're ignited by the tiniest things.
Jada, I love you. G.I. Jane 2, can't wait to see it.
I accidentally laminated my brows too much.
It starts small and then it gets so big.
To be honest, Naomi, I'm fearful of you to this day.
I don't know her.
We all just have to admit, we're addicted. Everybody has opinions. Everyone picks sides.
Leave Britney Spears alone right now.
From Wondery, I'm Sydney Battle.
And I'm Matt Bellassai.
And this is Dis and Tell, where we unpack why we get so invested in these feuds and whether or not our attention only makes the whole thing worse.
Follow Dis and Tell wherever you get your podcasts.